Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to another episode. Actually, this is the December 6th, 2015 episode of Dead Air, the unofficial internet radio show of the Vortex. And I am Dr. Sigmund Zoid, pleased to be speaking to you live from Castle Zoid right here in the Vortex. And tonight, if you hear some strange noises in the background, think nothing of it, because Castle Zoid has been invaded this weekend by little tiny people, and sometimes they can be a little noisy. You know what I'm saying. Hey, tonight we have a really special episode, because we are going to be talking in just a little bit with Devon, the only, the man, the myth, the legend, that's right, Freezer Mortis, and he'll be hopefully joining us in just a little bit. Before we jump into that, I would like to remind everybody that Christmas Daddy is going to be coming to the Vortex a little bit different this season. He's only doing one episode. He's going to put all the letters in one supersized Christmas gala presentation that's just going to knock your socks off, so be watching the Vortex schedule for that. I see we have a caller on the line, and let me just go ahead and cue him up and see who we've got. Maybe it's Freezer Mortis. Hello, caller. You're on Dead Air with Dr. Sigmund Zoid.
Hey, Zoid. Freezer Mortis.
It is. He made it.
I did.
How wonderful to hear your voice.
How are you? How's Blake?
Pardon me?
I said, how are you feeling? How's Dwight? Are you better?
I'm getting better. I'm not 100% yet. In fact, I may cough once or twice. Forgive me for that if I do.
Okay.
And how are you, sir?
I am good. I'm good.
Now,
Sunday afternoon.
You are in... I guess we'll just call it the Chicago area, because anything north of Champaign Urbana is Chicago. Is that correct?
That is absolutely true.
Okay, so we're just going to say you're in the Chicago area.
That works. If I told you where I was, nobody'd know anyway.
Yeah, exactly. So what is the weather like in your vicinity now? Are you
having
any...
Oh, we're having a very nice day today.
It was nice here all day as well. Temperatures were in the, I think, the low 50s maybe. And then late this evening, just before dark, the clouds moved in. And it's kind of starting to cool off. But it's still, for December, it's very nice.
Yeah, it was just about the same here.
Okay. Well, hey, let's talk a little bit about the... formerly Crappix.
Okay. What do you want? We're going into our third season. We're doing what we're going to call our Sword and Sandal Steel and Slaughter / Swedish Show series. Which
Swedish?
Basically is. Yeah.
You
can explain.
Go ahead.
Yeah, like Sweden. Like that socialist country over there in Scandinavia. Now, pretty much for the whole year, we're just going to rotate through, one of our legendary Sword and Sandal monster movies, with followed by a movie with Barbara Steele, followed by a movie with Todd Slaughter, which tend to be you know, like 60 minutes long. So we're going to supplement that episode each time with the 13 Demon Street from Sweden. Do you remember that show?
No, I don't. Would you care to explain a little bit?
Well, it's some kind of goofy show that opens up with Lon Chaney Jr., and he's supposedly doomed to stay in whatever state he's in until he finds somebody that's created a bigger crime than him. But it was made in Sweden. It's actually done in English, but they have Swedish subtitles.
Okay. All right.
We're gonna run that in connection with our Todd Slaughter movies, and then we'll just be rotating through that series for like four reps of that series for the whole season.
Okay. All right. It sounds very entertaining and interesting, I should say.
Interesting is a better way of putting it.
So, Freezer Mortis. First of all, the title of your show, formerly Crappics. Would you care to elaborate on the origins of that title?
Well, I mean, there used to be an old show in the Chicago area with us. It ran on Sundays. It did classic movies with a host, and it's kind of a tribute to that particular show.
Okay.
Now, in essence, it fits with what we're doing because pretty much almost everything we show is a crappic and that hasn't been seen for a long time.
No. I have watched your show many times, and the films that I have seen are, you know, top shelf. You have selected the very finest of the sword and sandal film genre to run on your episodes. I commend you.
Thank you. Do you know how many of them stickers they made?
No. How many? I'm sure you do.
You know, between I think like 1957 and right around the time the spaghetti westerns came in, they have popped out like 500-600 of those sword and sandal movies.
A lot of them were shot back to back with the same sets and the same actors. They just changed the names.
Exactly. It's kind of like, you know, the porn industry of the late or mid 70s.
Exactly. Yeah.
Same 10 people. Same sets.
Yeah.
Same music.
Yeah. Cue up the scene of those Roman soldiers in those chariots. We need those again.
But what we specifically did for our show, though, was kind of filter through the gazillions of those things and try to pick out something that had a monster component or moon men or was set in some mysterious land of the unknown or something, and kind of stuck with those movies.
Well, you know, I find that fascinating that the sword and sandal genre of films, so many of them include, like you said, some kind of science fiction theme, Amazon women, horror, monsters, you know, that it's all interwoven into just a wonderful tapestry, so to speak.
You have a way with words, Dr. Zoid.
Okay, so let's talk briefly about Freezer Mortis. Could you, you know, give, you know, maybe some of the listeners don't know the whole story of Freezer Mortis and, you know, what all went on with you. So let's just dive right into that.
Sure, you know, I can't go into too much detail because I get this monthly hush money. I'm sorry. I don't really remember too much, and I am limited in what I can speak to by the terms of my monthly compensation.
The gag order is still on.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can tell you this
one. All right.
Like back in the late 60s, you know, as a result of human error, I was basically cryonically preserved by mistake at some public healthcare institution, which, by the way, no longer exists. So since I stayed that way for like...
Now, hang on a second. Let's back up for a minute. The way I get this story, you went in for a routine STD screening and ended up being...
That is the rumor, but it was like the late 60s. Everybody got an STD screening every time they went to the hospital. It was really just kind of a common cold like you have right now, so be careful.
Okay. All right. And so you end up frozen. Is that correct?
Cryonically preserved, I guess, is the way they put it.
Uh-huh. Okay. So basically, you ended up like some of the stuff I have in the freezer out in the garage.
Probably, yeah, pretty much like that. Yeah.
Okay. All right. And so then from that point, let's go forward in time.
Yeah, but I want to ask you something first. What do you have in your freezer out in the garage?
I am not at liberty to reveal that at this point until the experiment is finished, okay?
Okay, fair enough. So anyway, okay, I basically was preserved for like 45 years, and then finally, you know, they caught the air, and so through the miracle of modern medicine, I was completely thawed out and reanimated, more or less. Go ahead.
Modern science is so miraculous, you know, because when you were frozen, you were about, I don't know, early 20s, and by the time they thawed you out, you don't look a day over 70, I must say.
You're so kind, except for that kind of skin condition kind of... I don't know if that helps or hurts.
You know, they say if you wrap it in saran wrap and then cover it with aluminum foil, the freezer burn is not nearly as bad.
I think that's what they did, but like 45 years, you know, come on. That's
yeah,
about the shelf life of saran wrap, isn't it? Or is that more like 4 million years?
Are we talking biodegrading or shelf life? They're two totally different things.
That's a good question. I'm biodegrading and shelf life.
So they thawed you out and you returned to somewhat a normal life, other than you're a little temperature sensitive, I guess we could say.
Well, my body temperature is a little bit lower than most people's.
What are you running now? About, 62, 58, somewhere along in there?
Yeah, you know, I'll be honest with you. The way I look at that is kind of like, you know, asking somebody their age or their weight or something.
I understand. That's kind
what's
of
your
a,
body
it's kind of the issue. My 98.6, actually.
Yeah, how about Dwight?
Dwight runs a little bit cooler. I think cannabis has something to do with that. Anyway, we won't go there.
Okay.
Do you notice any lingering after effects maybe from being cryogenically preserved?
There isn't really. There's a few little things like, you know, I have my tear ducts are still frozen, so I can't cry.
Yeah, well.
You know, I do have the skin condition.
So you can watch the whole movie Where the Red Fern Grows and Old Yeller and never shed a tear.
Especially Old Yeller.
Okay. All right. That's an amazing skill. I should learn that.
Well, it's just. Yeah, I wouldn't learn it the way, if I were you, I wouldn't learn it the way I did.
You know, I'm just going to open up to the audience. Sometimes I cry at some of those pill commercials on television.
And?
Cialis. Why would it? The Cialis commercials make me cry. Oh. I don't know why. I'm sensitive, you know?
Well, I'm wondering if a four-hour erection would be just the thing to make me cry. I might just saw out my tear ducts a little bit.
Yeah, it could do that. Yeah, you are correct there. So
I'm so glad we're talking about this.
I am so comfortable right now. My skin is crawling. I think I'll take a shower as soon as this episode finishes. So, Freezer Mortis.
Yes.
At one time, you were actually receiving some let's just call it counseling from myself, Dr. Sigmund Zoid, you know, for some kind of little issue, shall we say, that you were having. Is that better now? You haven't called in for quite some time.
I was meaning to actually make an appointment, but I need to restack my PayPal account. I wasn't expecting that last one.
Yeah, well, it's copay. It's a little rough. Yeah, I know. Open enrollment is right now, so maybe you need to, you know, kind of check that out and see if you can get a better rate.
My Blue Cross Blue Shield, when I went to try to pre-certify with a Dr. Sigmund Zoid, they were a little sketchy about that.
Yeah, well, I've run into that before. I'll send you some information on the email that I know a guy that knows a guy that can probably get you a pretty good deal on that, okay?
That's,
so then we,
that sounds like,
we can,
okay.
We can pick
sounds
up.
Sounds like the kind of dealing I'm used to.
Yeah.
So anyway, let me answer your question because you know, I still, you know, part of what I was willing to do after I was, you know, unfrozen was to allow the medical establishment, mostly universities, to do like medical and, you know, psychiatric research on me because of the uniqueness of my situation.
Mm-hmm.
I had a sense for a while there before I decided to call you that I was kind of, I wasn't getting the sense that those researchers were being quite honest with me with, you know, the results of what they were finding. So I was kicking up some trust issues because you need to have trust issues.
Exactly.
You need to have trust with, you know, the people that are doing research on you.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how many times were you turned away at the sperm bank exactly? Hello? Hello?
No, let me ask
I mean, the title of the show is Dead Air, but we don't actually want to have it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Well, let me ask you something in response to that. Is there like do you have like a 7-second delay switch on this broadcast?
No.
Okay.
No.
Because I decided before I agreed to dial this number, I was gonna, like, if you were gonna hardball me with any questions, I was just gonna start cussing up a freaking storm just to see what would happen. I don't know if it's cussing time or not. Was it George Carlin that had that list of like 7 words you couldn't say on TV?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah,
George Carlin. Yeah,
let's
not go off.
I think there's only like one or two of those words left you can't say, isn't it?
Yeah, the times they are a changing, my friend.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. So instead of cussing up a storm, I'm just going to not answer that particular question.
Okay. All right. Hey, Lurkin, we're down to about the time is really flying by tonight for some reason.
Are you confusing me with my
Yes, I
Are you confusing me with one of my minions?
one of your minions, yes, I am sorry. I wanted to ask you real quick, because we're running out of time.
Okay.
Let's talk about Ted 10 and Ted 20.
Yeah.
What is the deal there?
Well, they haven't been really working together much anymore. They've been together for like forever. I think they're having a little spat. So I can get Ted 20 to do some stuff for me. Ted 10's been kind of prissy about this whole thing. So we're hoping to get him back and get him active again.
Maybe the listeners and viewers of your show will, you know, write in and kind of encourage Ted 10 to, be a team player again.
You know, that's an incredible idea, because I think he'd fall for that, because when he's being, you know, snippy, he doesn't listen to me or Ted 20.
Snippy. Okay. All right.
We are adding some staff to the show this season. We will have Kathleen Ostrich. And Uncle Benny will also be joining us.
Uncle Benny.
So stay tuned for that.
Oh, I can hardly wait for that. Uncle Benny sounds a little scary. Your show is PG, is that correct?
I try to keep mine in that vein, or at least give people fair warning if it isn't. But I bet you 27 out of 28 shows have been watchable by family members.
Okay. All right.
Not my family members, but family members.
Okay. Hey, let's run down the schedule real quick for the upcoming week in the Vortex. What do you say? Are you up for that?
Yeah, looks good to me. Yeah, I saw that. I saw it already. It looks good.
Okay. All right. Monday, we have My Gal the Zombie. And is My Gal the Zombie from your neck of the woods or somewhere in that vicinity?
I should know. I don't rightly know. I know that some of the people she works with are in the Illinois area, but I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, you can go ahead and mention names, because he does show some programs on the Vortex. There's an association between the Bone Jangler and My Gal the Zombie. Is that correct?
That's what my understanding is, and Bone Jangler, I believe, is not far from where I am. Exactly.
Yes. Same general geographic location. It's a small, small world, after all. Okay. And she's going to be showing the great Frankenstein's Daughter.
Cool.
I know everybody likes that, and everybody likes My Gal the Zombie. So that's Monday night. Tuesday night, Bordello of Horror. Our regular Tuesday night slot. They're showing a little flick called House of the Dead. It was originally scheduled for last week, and then the schedule got changed, and they had trouble with live stream. So look for House of the Dead from Bordello of Horror on Tuesday night. All these are at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, by the way. Okay, Wednesday. You are in for a treat, folks, because Fetish Vomitorium Theater is making a return to the Vortex. And you talk about some – that's Lucian Eisenbach. And you talk about some crazy stuff. This outfit, they are really out there. So you want to tune in Wednesday at 9 o'clock for The Screaming Skull from Fetish Vomitorium Theater, and it's go ahead.
I was saying the Fetish Vomitorium is just mesmerizing. It's like there's two shows that mesmerize me in the Vortex: Doc Six stuff and Fetish Vomitorium.
Yeah, it is probably on the same plane as some kind of mind altering drug. That's all I'm saying. And then Thursday, we have Shilling Shockers with Penny Dressel. Penny. We love Penny. And she's showing the classic. And this is, I think this is one of the better movies that, you know, we all show. Children Shouldn't Play with Dead Things.
Oh, yeah.
You talk about a zombie flick. Freezer. Who is responsible for the movie Children Shouldn't Play with Dead Things, since we're in the Christmas season?
Who's responsible for that?
Yeah. Who produced? I'm going to tell you. I'm glad you don't
know.
Am
I going to have to start cussing?
No cussing.
Okay.
Bob Clark, the man that is also responsible for another bun that comes up all the time during the Christmas season, A Christmas Story.
Yeah, no kidding.
He also did a little flick called Porky's. I don't know if he probably never even heard of that one.
Yes, well, I never made that connection.
Okay, all right. Well, a little bit of trivia for everybody tonight.
Thank you.
Friday, we have another return of somebody that we haven't seen for a long, long time, Wild Thingdom. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Rick Von Zipp with Wild Thingdom, and he's going to show a movie called The Fast and The Furious, not Fast and Furious, okay? Two totally different movies. Yeah. This is a Roger Corman film, believe it or not. You know, actually, Roger Corman did a couple of movies, and then he kind of got into the surf films, and then went off into horror and science fiction films. I think this was the first American international Roger Corman film. It'll be interesting, and it'll be fun watching. And then Saturday, we have the one, the only, Mr. Lobo from Cinema Insomnia. And
yes.
I know all the Vortex viewers love Cinema Insomnia, and he is showing Jack Nicholson and Boris Karloff in The Terror. Always a fun flick, and I just can't wait to see Mr. Lobo's take on this classic, in air quotes, film. Oh,
that's your stomach upset, Troy?
Yeah. Is my belly growling? Is it? Am I being too obvious here? So, what do you think about the schedule, Larkin? Sound pretty good?
I think it sounds wonderful. Everybody loves Mr. Lobo. He'll wrap up the week well. So with a Roger Corman movie in there, Corman, of course, you know, standard fare. So sounds great.
You can't go wrong with Corman, can you?
You cannot.
Now, I always wondered, is he related to Harvey Corman that was on the Carol Burnett Show? I don't think so, but I don't know.
They should be.
They should be, yeah. Exactly.
I'm more wondering if Tom Conway and Tim Conway are related.
Yeah. McHale's Navy, yeah. Freeza Mortis, it has been such a pleasure to finally get to talk to you on Dead Air. It's been way too long, you know?
Well, it's been a pleasure to be here, and I want to, you know, remind your listeners to tune in every week to Dead Air.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you for that plug. We may have to make you the official spokesman for Dead Air now.
I don't think you want that to happen.
See, talk to Sluggo about the sliding pay scale before you sign anything, okay?
I'm itching real bad to just cut loose with a whole bunch of cuss words.
We've only got about 20 seconds left, so I don't know how many you can crack off in that amount of time.
is this a test or a challenge?
Folks, thanks a lot for logging in or listening to Dead Air, the unofficial radio show of The Vortex. And we'll be coming to you hopefully next week with another episode. Thank you and good night. Thanks.
Sure.
All right. Talk to you later. Good night, okay, folks.